From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. China vows it will fight back if the United States goes through with plans to impose huge tariffs on Chinese goods. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying blasted the Trump administration.
If the United States insists on acting in an arbitrary and reckless manner, then the Chinese side will have to take resolute and forceful measures to protect our legitimate interests.
The Trump administration said the proposed tariffs are in response to China's practices with respect to technology transfer, intellectual property, and innovation. An Afghan policeman is dead after an attack Wednesday on the headquarters of the Interior Ministry in the capital of Kabul. VOA's Martin Sekris has the details.
Gunmen armed with assault rifles and grenade launchers stormed the heavily fortified headquarters of the Afghan Interior Ministry on Wednesday, battling security forces for more than 2 hours in the latest attack on the capital, Kabul. A car bomb was detonated at the entrance of the ministry to launch the attack, and then several gunmen managed to get inside the compound. The attack was carried out by a group of 10 militants, and at least one policeman was killed and five were wounded. Martin Sekrest, VOA News.
The dissident Russian journalist who was reported murdered in Kiev dramatically reappeared alive Wednesday in the middle of a briefing about his own killing by the Ukrainian State Security Service. The reporter appeared before reporters, saying he had been part of a special Ukrainian operation to thwart a Russian attempt on his life, and he said he was fine. He also apologized to his wife for putting her through the ordeal. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. This is VOA News. When Kim Jong-chol lands in New York this week, he will become the most senior North Korean envoy to hold talks with American officials on U.S. soil in 18 years. Reuters' Grace Lee takes a look at the former North Korean spy chief.
According to South Korean officials, he's one of the most powerful people in North Korea, part of Kim Jong-un's inner circle and central to the North's diplomatic ties with the outside world. He's known as a difficult negotiator and had once even stormed out of a room during talks with Seoul. But he's also had tough times. Kim was once demoted to a three-star general after dozing off during a meeting. He was even briefly sent to a re-education camp for what South Korea described as his overbearing manner and abuse of power.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee. U.S. and European trade chiefs are meeting ahead of key steel and aluminum tariffs deadline. The AP's Charles de la Desma has that story.
European trade representatives are holding key meetings with American commerce and trade chiefs before a final decision comes on threatened steel and aluminium tariffs. On the US side, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and trade representative Robert Lighthizer are leading the talks. They'll meet with Europe Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström. Ross will also meet the German and French economy ministers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Belgian prosecutor said Wednesday that the shooting in Liège may have been inspired by Islamic State militants. Federal prosecutor Eric Van Der Sip said the attack, which has left at least three people dead, could have been worse.
The investigation at present concentrates upon the question whether Lutter acted alone. The Federal Public Prosecutor's Office wishes to emphasize that the local police of Liège, by their swift and effectuous intervention, possibly prevented an even more consequential outcome of the incident.
Benjamin Herman was a 31-year-old Belgian drug dealer who had been in jail for years. The perpetrator shouted Allahu Akbar during the incident, and authorities said he was in touch with radicalized persons. A flare-up of violence along the Israel-Gaza border subsided Wednesday as Palestinian officials said an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire had been reached with Israel, although Israeli officials did not confirm the agreement. Overnight, the Israeli military said it had carried out fresh airstrikes against Hamas targets. The Israel Defense Forces said the airstrikes targeted rocket and munitions manufacturing sites as well as military compounds and training facilities. Hopes that Italy may avoid a potentially damaging general election lifted European markets on Wednesday. The recovery was partly driven by news that Italy's two anti-establishment parties were renewing efforts to form a government. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.